Look, he also adds a fourth argument for the duty of providing support. Because he mentioned, what soldier ever serves at his own expense? And who plants a vineyard? And who feeds a flock? And referenced the ox that treads the grain. He also points out another very reasonable reason for which they could fairly receive, that is, having bestowed much greater gifts, not only as having labored. So what does he mean? If we've sown spiritual things into you, is it a big deal if we reap your physical things? Do you see a very just claim and more rational than all the previous ones? Because in those cases, he says, the seed is physical, so is the fruit. But here it's not the same. The seed is spiritual. The return is physical. So, to prevent arrogance in those who contribute to their teachers, he indicated that they receive more than they give. As if he said, farmers, whatever they sow, they also reap. But we, sowing spiritual things into your souls, do reap physical items. Such is the type of support given by them, further and even more to humble them.